Welcome back to That Much Further West podcast. My name is Mike.
I'm Phil.
I'm Eric.
And we're here week number 29, or episode 29, I suppose, down in the helm, North Portland. We didn't get together last week because my work sucks sometimes.
But we still put out a nice show.
We did.
Oh, yeah. Still had that the D-Lines interview that
awesome Philly interview, got us. Philly.
Yeah. Right on. That's super cool. Got them in that sweet little dark cozy club before they went on that big European tour.
Yeah, man. They've been selling out all over the UK and Ireland.
Yeah.
For the last 2 weeks.
They played at the old world famous Kenton Club.
Indeed. And they'll be in back in Portland at Mississippi Studios this week.
Awesome.
So get there. Fernando's open.
That's right. I was going to say, let's
do it, folks.
Fernando.
Yeah, the D-Lines. We dig them.
They are good.
So what's new? How you guys been since I last saw you? Everything good?
Yeah, Eric. Yeah. My hoot hangover is still raging. It's more of an emotional thing than a whiskey-soaked thing, though the whiskey-soaked is pretty significant as well.
Yeah. The last ever hoot has happened is you've all heard us talk about. There's a special place we all hang out at, and there'll only be one more event there with Possessed by Paul James and Tom Vandenabben. I should have gave that to you because you love saying that.
I got them both on the playlist today. So.
Excellent. But our last social gathering out there has happened, and we're all cried out and sobered up and.
There's a hole in my heart.
There is, yeah, big time. So, but I don't know.
We sure.
It was a good time.
We got our money's worth.
I'll say.
We burned it clean, folks.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
That's a good idea. You know what we should do? Philly, we should just burn that down when it's all done and said.
It's been suggested.
Yeah. Barn burners. Yeah. The barn burners will do it. We'll all take a side.
And you know, like Game of Thrones style, we should all sit there while it's burning down and see who survives.
So, see who comes out as the dragon daddy?
The mother of dragons.
I'm going to go with Kip.
You know, it probably would be Kip.
That's because he can find a little pocket to hide in while it burns around him.
He's like, what? Come here, little dragons. They'd love him.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Right. Yeah, he'd totally be pop mama to them. Awesome. So funny. God, cool. You're totally right.
Let's play some music and turn these people on.
Yeah, we'll talk about some other silly stuff later. Hey, Sarsaparilla's new album's out.
And this is from it.
This is it.
It's a double album, I understand.
It totally is.
Right on. So.
And
on Fluffy Gravy Records.
Yep. And this is a song called Peaches. Here you go.
Enjoy.
We'll be right back. pearl of a woman. Jack was a golden man. She told him she'd love him forever, and he gave her a wedding band. Their parents said they were just children. Love comes as fast as it leaves. They think that they've built a foundation till life knocks them down with a breeze. Living comes natural to many. Love comes natural. Take the high road to freedom. I'll take the low road to you. Well, Jack bought a brand new tractor. Said the work may be hard, but it's honest. Well, I'll pay him by May if I can. Sometimes they talk about children, names, and things that they'll do. If it's a girl, we'll call her Joanna. She'll grow up to be just like you. Living comes natural to many. Love comes natural to few. You take the high road. Through the window as a downpour finally came. He was riding the side of the terrace when the mud gave way to the wheel. The tractor tipped over. she never did marry again. Jack took the high road to freedom. She took the low road to him. Well, living comes natural to many. Love comes natural to few. You take the high. So Well, now I'm a father. Oh, and still just a sign. Hell yes, I'm an uncle. I've seen the races they've won. Oh, it makes us remember from the days we were born. We are just a bunch of babies full of spit, shit, and scorn. Hey! I call this old amazing, amazing life we're all living. Yes, it's damn hard, still so forgiving. So forgiving, sometimes sweet but bitter life. Oh, this sweet but bitter life. Oh, this sweet but bitter life.
Possessed by Paul James, Sweet but Bitter Life.
One of the best albums of 2013.
Agreed. There Will Be Nights When I'm Lonely.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Yeah. And again,
but I'll never be lonely when you're around her.
Oh, Mike, you're so sweet.
You know what I'm going to do this summer? I'm going to spend thousands of dollars to go to Pickathon so I can see Possessed by Paul James.
Hey, you know what? Spend
Billy, go ahead. Mike.
I think you might be able to spend $10 and see him in a very small, intimate setting.
Yeah, go
with
on.
With another amazing singer-songwriter named Ton Vandenhoven.
Go on.
At the barn.
Never
the
heard.
Barn, you say?
1 month before Pickathon. You don't have to mortgage your house. Or hawk it or whatever.
Right.
How about hiding in somebody's trunk and like sneaking
in? Sneaking in? Yeah. You don't have to.
Somebody already has that plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There will be no $7 beers.
I'm going to do that. But at the barn.
Thank you.
I'm going to sneak in.
All right. The barn. Look, the event page is on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Go find it. PPJ, Tom V, in the barn.
July 2.
July 2.
Yep.
It's a Wednesday.
Just a couple of weeks away.
So just before you go take off and do your 4th of July thing, you're going to get the most amazing, amazing show ever. And anybody who knows what we're talking about and has seen these guys before, you're getting it now in this environment that is going to be personable, you know, like you're one-on-one with them. It's mm-hmm. going to be incredible.
Yeah, it's basically an awesome house concert at a great venue in Portland, our yeah. hometown.
Yeah.
The hometown of That Much for the West podcast.
Yeah.
It is $5 for just for the show, or $10 if you want a cup for beer, because there'll be some cakes.
There'll be some cakes, and we'll do some whiskey concessions.
Speaking from personal experience, people go for the 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they keep, then they start getting credit at the bar, too.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great time. We're looking eights. Forward to it, and it's the way we're sending out the barn. It's the last show there.
Yep. The last event ever. So, and that's going to be great. Really looking forward to that. And Conrad's that family guy. Like, I think he's going to get this. Tom, well, yeah, he's played there three times already.
He wanted to do it at the barn because I gave him the option of doing a traditional venue or doing it at the barn, and he picked the barn. So
talk about a very powerful performer. I mean, the guy is noted in American music circles as one of the best one-man bands going. Incredible.
If you're unsure, go onto your YouTube right now. Watch any live segment of him, and you will understand the power of this guy.
Quickly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Hey, just before that, we heard High Road from John Fulbright. Used to be a turnpike troubadour.
Turnpike troubadour.
And then
new record out.
That's his new record called Songs.
Doing very well.
And that was
charts.
And that was called High Road. And
I put it at.
This guy's already had a Grammy nod for Best Americana Record, his last record. And so he's doing really well. This is, a very highly praised album. And I've been giving it a listen and enjoy the hell out of it.
Apparently no sophomore slump going on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's boost.
Yeah, awesome.
And then, again, we started with Peaches, Sarsaparilla. That That song rocked.
Off their new album.
It's groovy.
Their new double album.
New double album.
Yeah.
Groovy little tune, little ditty. And what you'll hear on the Sarsaparilla stuff is probably more recognizable on the record. It'll sound like Sarsaparilla. That one's just a fun little rocker that's a little left of center for them.
Yeah. Sounded great.
But cool. Nice pick, Philly.
Absolutely awesome. All right.
What do we got next? We got some more tunes coming up?
Sounds like some songs we're going to play. I think Philly here picked some Dave Alvin.
I did.
He's coming.
This is the Dave and Phil record.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah, the new record's out. It's a kind of a tribute. They do all songs from Big Bill Brunzi. Mm-hmm. And you remember when Chris was in here, Chris Miller?
Yeah, he plays on the record.
He does. He plays on the record, and he's in the touring band. He's out now.
I think they're here.
Yeah, so Chris is actually in town.
By the time you hear this, it'll be last week.
Yeah, last 3 weeks, they've been getting a lot of press for the great record and the great shows they're doing. They played Pappy and Harriet's like Saturday night.
Playing the Aladdin.
Some of those pictures. Yeah, right on. And you remember how Chris was mentioning Big Bill Brunzi when we were having the interview with him. It was kind of interesting to see this turn up, you know, not too long after that. So, groovy tune, great record. Been able to give it a couple of spins, and it's dynamite.
Nice.
Great listen.
Excellent. That'll be my first listen. And something off the new Willie Nelson record that came out last Tuesday as well. And then some 2Cal Garage coming up. So good music ahead, folks. Let's play it for you.
Floating on. whatever. On a mission to break all the rules. And I know you love me cause I love you too. But you can't tell me what to do. I sure don't know where we're going. I'm really not sure where we've been. But if I can take you all with me, I'd sure like to go there again. Cause we're a band of brothers and sisters and whatever, on a mission to break all the rules. And I know you love me cause I love you too. You can't tell me what to do. No, you can't tell me what to do. Songs have been written when all of the music is played. When the curtain comes down, we'll still be around to make sure the musicians are paid. Cause we're a band of brothers and sisters and whatever, with a mission to break all the rules. And I know you love me cause I love you too. Can't tell me what to do. We're a band of brothers and sisters and whatever, with a mission to break all the rules. And I know you love me cause I love you too. But you can't tell me what to do. I know you love me cause I love you too. But you can't tell me what to do.
Where is Woody Guthrie, man?
saw those guys not too long ago.
Yeah, that was your first experience, huh, Philly?
Dug it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Two Cow Garage.
That was your first Two Cow show?
It was.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, me and Will Gensler both, and we stood back by the soundboard, and we're just eating it up. What was really funny about that moment, though, was that three guys taller than Will came walking up and stood kind of next to us. And Will looks at me. Now, our friend Will, he's about 6 foot five, easy. He's 6'6", maybe?
Jeez, yeah.
At least.
He's a big, tall skyscraper. And he just starts cracking up. He's like, Philly, I don't know if I've ever been around three people who are taller than me, ever, at the same time. So Will goes over to him, and he stands next to him. It doesn't say anything, and these guys kind of turn around and look at him, and and he's like, how you guys doing? And it was like my all-airport team. I'm like, they need a point guard.
Yeah,
I can run the show.
Yeah.
Let's get it in deep to download to the big guy. All four of those guys. They were monsters, these guys. That was Fleet Week, right?
And yeah, so it was Fleet Week, yeah.
Interesting crowd at Don.
It was an interesting crowd. Towards the end of the show, those three douchebags came in to the front and stood right in front of you and I.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I think I should leave before I punch somebody. But it's great because Shane just put him in their place when he was trying to talk on stage. And the guy's like, where in Ohio are you from? Columbus. I've been to Columbus. He's like, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
He's like, we're not talking about that right
now.
Well, what is it now? I think
Shane dude,
16 years on the road.
Yeah, I think they said 13 or 16, something like that.
I may be overextending that a bit, but I mean, I still think of these guys as, you know, they live in the same van, you know, that they've been, they just go out and tour, they go back and hang with their family, make a record, and they go out and tour. I mean, I have a lot of respect for these guys, and the road stories and the road wisdom that these guys carry and still continue to be the brothers that they are, you know?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. It is really cool. And I'm sorry, I'm blanking his name, the new drummer.
My bad.
But anyways, I think he's made a perfect fit.
Yeah, he's great.
To make this all work again for these guys.
Yeah, because they were a three-piece, and they expanded, and they went back.
They went back down to the two for quite a while. They lost their drummer and piano player at the same time, basically. So they're just like, well, that's not stopping us.
Yeah.
Right? So for a couple of years, all you got was acoustic Two Cow. And then, bam, all these guys pick him up. A couple years ago, they were back, and it was insane. And then this one, yeah.
He's great.
Fantastic set, man. Yep. It was a great night of music.
Yeah.
I want to thank David Lipkin for putting me on the guest list for that, dude.
Lippy.
Thank you, Dave.
Lippy.
Yeah, it was great. And it was fun when SOB got up there, which always happens when they play a town. But it was still a lot of fun. I love watching Burbank get up there and just shred with those guys.
Burbank is my spirit
animal.
Let's make shirts.
I love that, man. Wow.
That was a great shirt that he had on.
Chris Stewart was telling me, I mentioned, I'm like, whoa. And he goes, you know, he's like that at practice. An SOB practice looks very similar to what a Dante show looks like, apparently. I'm just picturing Burbank flying around, getting all sweaty.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, what a great image. And so in the basement, you know. I love that notion.
And then Moll's just holding it down. Pretty stoic.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's into it.
He's into it, but he's got that stoic bass player.
Yeah, he's got that stance and knows, here's where I'm laying it down.
Oh,
yeah.
He's pure rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every now and then he'll jump in and, you know, get into it with Burbank. But
Well, Burbank is over there egging him on. He runs from across the stage and barrels his head into his shoulder and he's like, we're doing it, brother, we're doing it. And then Mole's like, fuck yeah. So, man, great, man.
Killer.
And who was... There was some other band on that bill.
Yeah, Jack Root.
Juke Rat.
Yeah, something like that.
Juke Rat. Some logger band.
Yeah, they sing about trees and stuff.
They came down from the hills in like Vernonia or something. There's playing the cafes out in.
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Clatsop County.
I know I pointed them out to you, but I don't know if you saw it, but there was a Dead String Brother in the house later in the evening, too.
Yeah.
Which was Curtis awesome. Curtis was swung in. And
Brother Curtis.
With Mrs. Morgan.
Yep. Curtis, that was a lot of fun.
Curtis Brothers.
Curtis Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. Great show.
kick off to an epic weekend. It's just been a kind of a blur ever since,
right?
Quite frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get some rest, go fishing here pretty soon.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, excellent.
I need a little guy out of Dodge time. It's been a rock and roll.
So, and again, just before that, Willie Nelson, new album, Band of Brothers. That was the song, Band of Brothers. And they're saying this is the first record in years where they're actual Willie Nelson written songs on this album.
Oh, cool.
So it's pretty fresh and kind of more the classic Willie.
Nice.
I'd say that's a really good idea.
Right. Write some more of your songs.
Fucking better than everybody else at that, pretty much.
So that came out last week, so give that a listen. Go out
and
find it.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. And that Dave album song was kicking.
Yeah.
That was a good tune.
Old Bill Brunzi cover with Dave and Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And out on tour with what I think is Dave's regular band.
And Phil.
And with Phil. With Phil kind of fronting it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it just kicks ass. Saw some pictures from Pappy and Harriet's from the weekend. Thought that would have been a nice one to see.
We should road trip down there and do a podcast from Pappy and Harriet's.
Oh, man.
That'd be awesome.
Bucket list. Right on. Awesome.
All well,
right.
This is That Much Further West podcast, and we're here in Portland, Oregon, at the helm.
Broadcasting live.
We're chilling.
Or taped.
We have some guests in the house. There's Lizzie, my cat. There's Sadie, our dog. And Jean, my wife, are just down here hanging out.
Welcome.
That is not true.
You're always
Sadie would have been first had I actually put in order of importance.
You're always most important in my book.
Oh, wink, Eric.
Wink.
Come on, Eric.
Get in the game, Eric. That's not the way to treat your
wife.
Well,
this isn't the first time Sadie's been down here.
Get your head out of your ass, Godzilla.
first time the cat's been down here with us, though.
Yeah. Don't touch her. She'll bite your fingers off.
She sat in my lap while we were sitting there. I was like, "Hey, putty tat."
Holy Moses!
Animals like me. It's my animal magnetism. Or maybe it's just like I'm fat. They're like, "Oh, that guy looks comfortable.
He looks like a big pillow."
Come here, comfy guy.
I want to be like that.
Oh yeah,
awesome.
Good times.
All right, we're going to play some more music.
We're going to play songs.
Karen Jones, Arliss Nancy, Karen Nation, and Speakeasy all coming up.
Karen Jonas.
Oh, I apologize. Karen Jonas. Thanks for listening.
Karen Jonas.
What he said. Karen Jonas.
Well, the River City Diner's just a half a block away. That's her final. They sit there nearly every day. I don't know if she knows, but it leaves a cigarette box and his clothes on my floor. And if he's feeling awfully generous, he might leave some money by the door. And just last week,
Good enough for Wichita.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Money's worth. stumbling in with a half-empty bottle of gin. The whistle blew, shot rang out, the bottle shattered as his body hit the ground. We'll be right back.
Cape Man, Orange Dress. Fantastic song.
Love Cape Man.
I know, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, did you used to play with her?
I did. It was so much fun.
Playing drums for Cape Man?
Yeah, it was a blast. Mm-hmm. You know, she's super talented. And at that point, she had really put together a high-class band together to play some gigs.
What were you doing in it?
What's that?
Minus the drummer part.
I said, what were you doing in it?
Wow.
Yeah. It's a joke, Eric, because I know I love you.
When have we ever been funny on this show? All of a sudden, wise guy.
Never. Never.
Kate's living in New Mexico now, as we've mentioned in the past, and you know, she's living off the grid with her man and doing her thing. Horses, chickens, that kind of stuff.
Is she playing shows?
She's still playing shows. She comes into town to play shows. Kate, if you're listening, because I know you are, come back to Portland. We miss you. I mean, you know, just come visit, play some songs, go away, whatever you need to do. But Sadie, she just beat me with her tail.
She's drumming.
She's drumming, keeping the beat.
Yep.
All right.
So what did we listen to there?
Well, there were some Low Bones in there.
Mm-hmm.
Have Gun Will Travel.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Nation Speakeasy.
Yes.
Arliss Nancy. Well,
wow.
We ran long there for a while. A
lot of cool bands.
Yeah. That's a ton of fun.
That's a great song by the Low Bones. I like that one a lot.
Joel.
Did you pick that one, Eric?
I did.
Nice one. That's a good one.
Brother Joel. That album. It's good.
He was in studio or in the helm a while back with Mr. Paul Brannard.
Well, it's a great episode. Yeah. You can find that in our archives here at the website.
Yep, tmfwpodcast.com.
We know you've found us.
Yeah, because you're listening to it on this right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. He was also in the helm here when we did the Drunken Perry interview.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was around Christmas time, right?
It was the first time ever we had to edit the show.
Mm-hmm. That's the first time Ruby was on the show.
That is true.
Right on.
With Leon.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
That's great. First note.
Just, and then mom and baby exiting the bar.
And they're out.
I think she should have accompanied Morgan for more of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember his voice was shouting. He's like, on Mobile Bay. No, it was Ruby. You exited out of here as fast as you could. That was fantastic.
Beauty.
All right.
That's all right. We've done stupid stuff.
So Eric, I think we should hear that new Shovels and Rope tune.
Oh, you want to jump right in there?
Yeah.
Shovels and Rope's got a new album coming out.
Everybody's excited.
And they finally shared a song.
They are awesome
with us, and that's something I'm sure everybody's been waiting for. 2 years in the making.
Yep. And they're going on tour with Cracker?
Yeah, they're doing a little short stint with Cracker right now.
Yeah.
With Cracker?
With Cracker.
Yeah. So, because Lowry's been out with Camper Van Beethoven.
Well, yeah, it's usually the Cracker Camper show. Right?
Yeah,
you're like, oh, look, it's us, and it's us again.
Interesting.
Pay us twice to do to be the same band.
Yeah, perfect. Anyways, this is their new song. It's called The Devil's All Around, Shovels and Rope. I think the album comes out in August, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Actually, there's a lot of great albums coming out in August, but we'll talk about this one right now.
It's going to be here so fast.
Yeah.
Well, it's right after July.
Stacking up. Is that how it works?
Yeah, usually June.
And right now July, it's August. June.
Yeah. Change the calendar on me.
June is getting close to being over. We're running into the last part of June.
I was looking at the calendar.
And then there's July, which is just going to fly by.
Of course, because it's buried and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that was my point.
Summer will be over.
Then August will be here. Your kids will be going back to school.
Just trying to keep you up to date, Philly. You know how the whole calendar works.
Fuck.
January, February, March. Do I have to go through it all?
Yep. April. Now you started it.
No. Let's hear the new Shovels and Rope, and we'll go over it.
Yeah.
We'll discuss the calendar off air.
Yeah. Right. Shovels and Rope.
I mean, because I know it's the new thing. When the devil is all around, got you crawling on the ground, on your hands and your knees, with an apple in your mouth, you will know.
Your peace.
got wasted. And I sat around the fire all day, see if I could find someone to make love to. And I barely even noticed how the fibers did tear away from the fabric. Nobody knows it like you do, babe. Nobody knows it like you do. Nobody knows it like you do, babe. The lengths we will go to. I'm going down.
We'll be right back. You did steal. with plenty verse to keep me well alive. Long after your food wells have all run dry. Long after your food wells have all run dry.
Nice pick, Philly.
Yeah. New Hook and Anchor.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, a new record coming out from those guys. Local band.
Local Portland band.
And their record release show is this Friday, 6/27 at Mississippi Studios. So I'd go down and check that out if I were you.
Yeah.
Right on. I think it's some of the folks from Blind Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
With a friend of ours, Eric Clampett, playing in the band and probably kicking ass and taking names.
He does some good stuff.
Absolutely. Sound like a really cool band. We heard them first on the George Jones tribute, the Deer Lodge project.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and I think we played that song that night.
Right. Yep.
That's a really cool tune that they do, an old GJ tune. And
Go wrong with some George Jones.
Yeah, excited to hear this new record. I wonder what it sounded like.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the rest of that myself. That was my first listen.
Maybe we should get a copy of it.
Yeah, somebody, somewhere, someplace, help us out.
I'm going to have to work them over.
Hey, Eric.
I think it's coming out on Jealous Butcher. So that's a cool, really cool local label. Portland, Oregon, folks.
Portland, Oregon.
That's where we're from.
Before that, we heard the band Denver.
Yep.
Who was also from Portland, Oregon.
Right on.
And that's they just snuck that song out just a couple days ago in lieu of their album coming out next month.
That's right. The record release is also at Mississippi Studios.
I believe July 19th. It's during Wildwood.
I believe that's the right call there, Mike.
That is, because that's why we couldn't get them for the festival this year.
Yeah, because they're doing the record release.
But we're talking about having them down here in the Helm to promote the new record, and I can't wait to have those guys over. And I hope Tommy B, the third amigo in Denver with Mike and Berger.
Well, that's the whole plan, right? Like, he's coming up from L.A.
Right on.
And visiting and here for that stuff. And just, I'm not sure where. California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they wanted to wait till he was here to kind of make it all super official. So, that's kind of.
The Trio Amigos.
It's in pencil.
Yeah.
As they say.
To have them over
we
here.
We penciled it in.
We penciled them in.
Yeah. Hopefully they penciled it in as well.
Yeah. And so that tune just kind of got leaked on the internet through Mama Bird Recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got some really cool records coming out as well. And then before that, Eric, oh my God.
Of course, we're all very excited that Shovels and Rope has a new album coming out.
Big time.
They are awesome. And it's super nice people.
And I know we've told the story a million times, but, we're fans of them from year one Wildwood. They were supposed to be the band right before Sarsaparilla headlining, and because they were traveling from Montana and weren't quite there, Sarsaparilla was cool and went up and played. And then
that's cool.
Shovels and Rope finished the night and freaking killed it.
Brought down the house.
Killed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Played till like 1:30 in the morning.
And then what happened?
Well, we told them. It was so funny. I mean, they literally walked up like zombies. They're like, we're here. We're ready to play. But they're ready to play. But, I mean, they drove from Montana from a gig to Willamina.
And I can tell you, folks, like, that's a haul.
That is a freaking haul, right? So we're like, hey, you guys, if we do this thing out in an RV, we're going to interview. And if you got time, that'd be really cool. And they're like, yeah, sure,
And then they showed.
Yeah.
And then they like 2:30 in the morning. We had already written them off. Right? Like, well, I'm sure they went straight to bed. Wouldn't you, right? Like, they just played this gig. They're in bed. So we decided to imbibe.
Partake.
Finish the night off.
Yeah.
Per se.
As you would at Wildwood.
And then, boom.
There they are.
Two of them walk up with their dog, come walking up, and like, hey, you still want to do that thing with us? And I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's hope this turns out well. Yeah. And actually, it did.
Yeah, it was pretty loopy.
Yeah. It was loopy, but fun and loose and
Anyway, they're super nice.
We still have that archive someplace. We should put it out again.
And how's and obviously, you know, they were nobody until they talked to you guys, and now, now look at them.
Well, obviously, I mean,
since they've talked to us
without the podcast, really, they'd be,
since they've talked to us, tours with Drive-By Truckers,
been on David Letterman.
David Letterman. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure we launched them.
Yeah, they've been to Europe.
Yeah.
They had an album come out.
Basically, they become the darlings of everything in Americana.
Thanks and to us.
Pretty much. So, bands, that should just be, you know, you should just get up on this tip right now and come check us out and hang out with us. Because it obviously does great things for your career.
One of you two just said Europe, and it just dawned on me that Hillfunk just posted a picture of PPJ at Muddy Roots Europe. And he's wearing his Wildwood shirt again.
Oh, nice.
Like, it just seems to be more and more like he's, I feel like he's proud to be wearing that shirt now when he's playing these big gigs.
Absolutely. And,
I love it. It's fantastic.
I don't see him wearing a Pick-A-Thon shirt.
No.
No.
Well, he probably hasn't gotten one yet. They'll probably charge him
That'll
for it.
That'll be next year. Oh, mic drop. Look out.
Hey, thanks for playing our festival. You want a shirt? Yeah, thanks. $30.
We'll just take that right off the top.
Oh, did we mention we have to charge you for camping as well?
Yeah. Hungry? Yeah.
Better walk on down to that New Seasons.
Yeah.
Get yourself something.
Jesus.
All right, boys. We got two more songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Two more, huh?
Yep, it's been fun.
What do we got?
Well, looks like we got some Tom Vandenhoven.
Tommy V!
With the Knight's Ferry song. And I don't know, I'm not patting my own back here, but I think I'm the only person here who's been in Knight's Ferry.
Knight's Ferry is in the sticks, isn't it? It's like way out.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nowhere, California.
But this is where you have your Sheather Fest, and this is where Willie T lives. And this is Willie T's. Yeah. Right? When we stayed with him at the farm, he says, I got to take you in here, and this is where we do our things. And, you know, that bar, you always see that picture of them with all the hats. We got to hang
Ray's.
Out there. Yeah, Ray's got to hang out there for the afternoon. So that song is about that, Knight's Ferry. And then we got some Richmond Fontaine to close it out with Winner's Casino.
In the great, great city of Winnemucca, Nevada. And I say that very tongue-in-cheek, but I do have family that lives there.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time at that particular casino and in that town.
Being a particular fan of this particular artist, I'm grateful for Winnemucca and as shitty as it might be.
I love the songs that have been brought out from it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did love what he had to say about Colfax in your interview with Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, that was awesome.
It's cool. Did you see the American Songwriter review of the record?
I didn't read it.
This week, yeah. But the dude was talking Colfax and Kerouac and getting really deep, and it was pretty funny, yeah. It's a nice review.
Awesome.
4 out of 5
yeah.
For the DeLines record.
Oh, well deserved. That's so good. Yeah. So good.
Sublime.
Excellent.
Love it.
So we got two great songs to leave.
Yep.
We're signing off.
This is episode 29, folks. Thanks for checking in. And as we always say, please check out these artists, because that's the reason we do this, because we love the music.
We do love it. Go out and see live music.
Well, there's whiskey involved, too. But
But that's just cherry on top kind of thing. We're here for the music.
We
are. Absolutely.
And we hope you guys are enjoying the show.
We're going to be gearing up for Wildwood in a big, big way. The Wildwood Music Festival and Campout
is coming up
in a couple of weeks.
I think we even got a playlist that we might put out sometime.
No, we're going to just start going full tilt with this, I think.
I believe. So much of what you'll hear from us going forward until the festival's over is going to be Wildwood-oriented.
Yeah, we'll sneak in some fun stuff.
I saw Res Electrics last night, and you would have loved the quote I got from Tate Peterson. They played last night. They're at the Adrift Hotel out on the coast these next two nights. And Tate said to me, they played a bunch of new material last night, and everybody was just vibing in on it. It was a great happy hour set at Laurel Thirst. Afterward, Tate said, we're playing these two shows this weekend. We should be really tight and ready for Wildwood, the new material. You know?
Nice.
Boy, right. That's what we like to hear, man.
He's awesome.
If you haven't heard about Wildwood, Check it out. Yeah. Wildwoodmusicfest.com. Mm-hmm. It's a great little festival. It's going on. It's third year.
Yep.
In Willamine, Oregon. And we love it. We have a lot of fun there. We interview all the artists. We have a good time. We eat lots of secret aardvark, drink lots of beer and mm-hmm. whiskey.
Mm-hmm. And just get the best music. And
best the music, atmosphere. Great people. And just have a grand old time.
And it's like a big giant barn party, right?
Katie and Kim.
Kids and, you know. Thank you.
We will see you there.
Yep, we'll see you there. In the meantime, we're going to finish out with these two songs. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Enjoy.
One, two, three, four.
When I'm a girl.